American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole...
Nothing I love more than a good old country song filled with nationalism, patriotism. Oh, nothing better than post 9/11 country music. You know that Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, George Strait type of country music, where it's just Luke Bryan type of country music, where it's just all about light beer, not Bud Light, okay? I'm not a man that wants to be a woman, of course, unless I'm on the golf course. And then if I'm on the golf course, I want to be a woman, because then I could hit from 75 yards closer than I would be, or maybe even 100 yards closer. But, you know, that kind of super nationalist level of country music, that Luke Bryan version. Dana told me yesterday, she's like, I've always liked country music. I'm like, since when? She's like, oh, you know, I like Luke Bryan. I'm like, you mean the label out light beer kind of guy? He probably don't drink Bud Light anymore. Hell no, you think I'm a man trying to be a woman? Ever since they went woke, go broke, am I right, folks? No one's more sensitive than a goddamn person who thinks they have values. Oh, you mean to tell me they're being inclusive over there? The funniest thing about the Bud Light, I don't know, negativity or backlash that they have had, it's literally like, you mean to tell me they're being inclusive? Hell no, I'm drinking something else. Get me a Coors Light. I don't care about the taste. I just don't want to be inclusive. God forbid other people drink this that don't look like me, think like me, talk like me, and like the things that I do. I mean, God forbid. They're being inclusive over there? Fuck that.
Ryan, when you simplify it like that, it really doesn't signify the cause.
What is the cause? Who gives a damn? I mean, June is over, so I mean, sorry, gay people. Talk to you next year, am I right? I did see a lot of photos from the Hardy concert. Do you guys know who Hardy is? I really didn't know who he was, but he was doing a Pittsburgh show the same night as Taylor Swift. Talk about just two groups of people, zero minorities, by the way. I mean, either show. And I feel like a Hardy show, I see the photos, I see the people, and I feel like if I go to a Hardy show, those people are going to call me a slur of the homophobic variety, and I'm not even into that. And I just feel like they're going to bully me, and they have their tank tops, I think they're called cutoffs, all the way down to their hip. They have just like the worst farmer's tan you've ever seen, and they love light beer. And I mean, God bless them. So, that's all I got to say about that, man. I know they're going to get mad about that. Oh, we're going to call you a slur? What are you, a freaking beep? What are you, a queer? You one of them queer? You probably drink Bud Light, don't you? No, I drink Summer Shandy, actually. I'm a man of class. As he sips on his cold brew that he made for himself out of his Chick-fil-A branded Yeti. Hi, white people. keeping Yeti in business. Hi, I'm a white guy, and I drink all of my beverages out of a Yeti. It makes me feel like I'm always in the back of a pontoon boat. That's the greatest ad ever for Yeti. You would think they sponsored this goddamn podcast. What's going on with you guys? I wanted to record this 30 minutes ago, but I was hot. I was driving home from the gym, no big deal, and I'm just in the middle lane on the freeway going 68 or 69 miles an hour in my little Honda Civic that needs sway bar links. And I know a lot of people are saying, Ryan, something breaks on that car every couple months. Why don't you get a new one? Two reasons. One, it keeps me humble to have a car that's made out of mostly plastic and fabric. And two, I'm not in the business of paying hundreds of dollars a month for a car when I spend very little time in them. So, and the car works fine, dude. So I'm driving down the freeway and this woman in a monstrosity. I think they're testing us of how dumb we can be, of how just far they can push us for these horrible products. How much can they charge us for things that just suck? For example, GMC trucks, otherwise known as a more expensive Chevy, cost upwards of $70,000 for a truck with a 4-foot bed. What are you doing with a 4-foot bed? Nothing. You should have just bought an SUV. So this woman's getting on the freeway. She starts to merge into my lane. I honk as I get out of the way because she probably would have crushed me and I might have died because I don't have side airbags. That was an option in 2001. My car was pre-9/11, so think about how far we've come. And then she has the audacity, as I look over after I honked at her to like, hey, I'm here, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm already there type of thing. She flicks me off. This fat, frizzy-haired, geriatric sunglass-wearing woman in a GMC Sierra flicked me off after getting into my lane without a blinker. So, two things. One, that truck must not come with blinkers. That must have been an option she couldn't afford. And two, she probably couldn't get her fat fucking neck around to check her blind spot or use her stupid mirrors that obviously don't work. Her tow mirrors, because she ain't towing shit. The only thing she's towing is her backwards ass. Her ass is on backwards. I just know it. I didn't see her get out of the truck, but I just know it. And so she flicks me off. But then I kept driving because I'm the bigger person. Not literally, but figuratively in this situation. And I get off the exit, and I'm praying to God she gets off the exit behind me so that I can fight this woman. I wanted to fight this woman. I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to get into a physical altercation with this woman. I'm not proud of it, but I'm just saying I would have said some things. I would have said a lot of words that definitely started with B, C, D, and then there's the second part of that is A. So you go ahead and put those together for you. And then I would have called her the F word, fat, and I would have called her dumb, just over and over. She would have never gotten a word out. I would have just, you beep, 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 beep. Like I would have just rapid fire, machine gun, just blasted the shit out of her. But she didn't get off at my exit, and so now I had to live with that. And I reenacted the whole scene when I got home because I'm a crazy person. And if you almost get into my lane on the freeway, and we don't have the interaction, I'll be cool in the moment. But when I get home, I'm going to play out the whole scenario of us arguing in my house. And if there was a hidden camera in my house that saw me arguing with myself, I would be institutionalized for the way I act when I got home. I was hot. And I apologize to, good thing nobody was home. Because if Dana was home, she would have dealt with that. She would have been like, who are you even yelling at? It's just me. Pacing like a lion, back and forth and back and forth. Ugh. But anywho, how's your guys' week going? This is the End of the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. I'm drinking a cold brew coffee with the right amount of ice cubes. And I add creamer to my coffee, which this is like another one of those things. Real coffee drinkers don't add creamer. Yeah, real. I guess you guys don't like flavor, man. You know, life doesn't have to be fucking hard. This is like when somebody doesn't use air conditioning. You know, you can use things that are good for you, that are okay. Like, it's okay to use creamer in your coffee. It's okay to use the air conditioner in your house. Make your life easier. It's like meeting somebody that takes a cold shower on purpose. Like, who? Like Andrew Tate tweeting that depression is a choice. And then why he smokes cigars, because he's just better at life. Isn't he in prison or some shit? Whatever, dude. Who gives a fuck, Ryan? Jesus Christ. Yeah, my week's going pretty good. Yesterday was a rough one. Can't lie to you. We are skim coating a wall because we had popcorn walls. And we're doing it like it's up the stairs and it's in the landing in the back of the house. So Dana starts doing it. And she starts making a mess of the stairs, which is fine because we're going to rip them out. And she goes, well, you're going to be mad at me if I make a mess. And I go, well, then put a tarp down. Like, I'm not going to be mad, but like just put the, we have like a painting tarp that you can put down. Like, just put it down. And then she goes to put it down. She almost slips down the stairs. And then she goes and starts using a shit ton of Gorilla Tape. And it's not working, naturally. And she's like telling me that this is my fault. But I'm like, hey, stop using the tarp. And she just won't stop using the tarp. So I tell her, I'm like, I'm going to put my head through the wall. If you don't, like, why aren't you listening? She's like, you told me to use the tarp. I'm like, I'm telling you right now not to use the tarp. And she's like, well, I'm going to use the tarp. And I'm like, well, you're like, it's clearly not going to work. Like, who cares? Just put like a towel down or something. Like, what? Like, who cares about the steps? Like, I told you, it doesn't matter. Like, if you don't want to make a mess, then put the tarp down and then use the tarp. But if you don't really care, and I don't really care, go ahead and just make it. Like, who cares? Get a little bit on the tape on the ground. Like, what does it matter? And she made it this whole thing because she gets super fucking stubborn. And then I get super fucking stubborn. And then so it's this awesome, awesome combination of just two people who won't concede. And then I went outside and I cleaned all the windows. Yep. I took my anger out on cleaning. It's my coping mechanism. Just start being a little window washer. I used to work somewhere where the window washers would show up every Wednesday, rain or shine. That was pretty fucking dumb, wasn't it? Even if it was pouring rain, they're just out there doing the windows. I almost respected it, right? Because they probably just get their schedule. They just go. They don't give a fuck. Like, it's just an employee. Like, they're not thinking it through. They're just like, I just have to be here. I'm just trying to get my $10 an hour. How much do you make as a window washer? In this economy? Probably 12. I'm going to Google window washer salaries. Could have been a cowboy. Could have been a road. I don't know. What window washer salary? $32,000 a year, $29,000 a year. Yeah, it's all over the range. $13 to $27 an hour. Is that a skill? I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it. That's all I'm saying. So what else is going on, everybody? July 4th tomorrow. Well, probably today if you're listening to this. Or it might have come and gone if you're listening to this. So, July 4th, and the greatest athlete of all time. The greatest athlete of all time is going to be back on his BS on July 4th. Joey Chestnut is the greatest athlete of all time. He has eaten an Empire State Building worth of hot dog buns. He's the glizzy goat. He's going to put down a world record of 77. Last year, he came in hobbled to the competition and still beat those fools. The Coney Island hot dog eating competition, the Nathan's hot dog, whatever the fuck it's called, is honestly the craziest event I've ever seen in my life. They were doing reruns yesterday after the F1 race. You guys already know who won. You already know I had to listen to that Dutch national anthem. I'm going to start listening to it as a comfort song at this point. Because I hear it so goddamn much. I was watching the reruns of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And I have to be honest with you, it's disgusting. They're like eating the hot dogs raw. They're raw dogging it. and then they're dipping the buns in like a juice or like a Gatorade and then just eating the mush and like, ugh, ugh. And there's like a spray zone. Somebody was like, you don't want to be in the front row because then you're in the spray zone. And then there's this like, who's that Bob? Is it like, who's that guy that does the UFC announcer intros? Who's that guy? Fighting! Like, who is that guy? Who cares? It doesn't matter. There's like a guy like that who wears a goofy little hat. He gets put up on like a cherry picker, like a high rise, and he like gives intros. It's insane. It's like professional wrestling, but they're eating glizzies. I fucking love it. And I will have to miss it. I'll have to watch it on tape delay because I have to be at a monument dedication at 10 a.m. because Dana's mom is doing that. So that's where I'll be. I'll be at a dedicating a monument or a memorial or whatever the hell's going on. I don't ask a lot of questions. I just kind of show up. But Joey Chestnut is the greatest athlete of all time. Like, greatest, like, Joey Chestnut records. Yeah, here we go. Like, let's just fucking... Major League Eating, Joey Chestnut records. Full list of all of his records. I'm just going to do crazy stats. Crazy stats for this boy. He's incredible. 76 Nathan's Famous hot dogs in buns in 10 minutes. He's won 15 titles. Most titles in sports history. People. I gotta go to people. Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowls. Joey Chestnut has 15 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He is 3 behind Jack Nicklaus. So that's what he's after. Him and Tiger Woods are tied. The 25 greatest winners in sports history. Joey Chestnut better be. Like, it's like when they put these lists out and it's like, greatest athletes ever. Secretariat. greatest athletes ever. It's probably greatest athletes ever. Joey Chestnut, Secretariat. LeBron James. That's my list. So you guys debate amongst yourselves. Sound off in the comments. Greatest athletes ever. Ever. Yeah, it's like Jim Thorpe, Michael Phelps, Joey Chestnut, Pele, Secretariat. Oh, goodness. Joe Montana, Wilt Chamberlain, Joey Chestnut. And wasn't that one guy, like, banned, like, Kobayashi? Wasn't he banned from this? Kobayashi. Hot dog. I just searched Kobayashi hot dog. What happened to Takeru Kobayashi from Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Champion to Obscurity? I'm sure he'd come on this podcast. I mean, he'd be probably begging for a media appearance. Takeru Kobayashi is done hot dogging it. A Japanese competitive eater dominated Nathan's hot dog eating contest in the early 2000s. His reign launched the event popularity into a new stratosphere. He won 6 straight titles and then disappeared. Ugh. Once Joey Chestnut arrived on the scene, dethroned his ass, started a dynasty of his own. That's fucking right. So what happened to him? A lot of red tape, though. Kobayashi's career started as pile. Kobayashi entered a contract dispute with Major League Eating. Oh. So he had a contract dispute? You can't just, like, show up? They're trying to take away... Like, you can't just show... Like, this is so fucking insane. Like, you can't just, like, show up and eat hot dogs. Dude, these are rookie-ass numbers. He ate 50 hot dogs in 1? Get fucking real, dude. That's 27 less than Joey Chestnut's going to do tomorrow. The fuck? Get the fuck out of here. That's Bush League. I don't even know if I want that guy on my podcast. Those goofy-ass numbers. Ooh, he ate 50. Yeah, so could I. 5 a minute? I feel like I could put that bad boy down. I'm going to Dollar Dog Night tonight. Guardians game. So maybe I'll put him up for his money. Spend $50 on dogs. Huff him down. When you start, you know, when you're with somebody, like when you're eating a hot dog, and you're just enjoying a good old hot dog and the American pastime of just sucking down a hot dog, and somebody's like, you know what's in those? You know what those are made of? No. And I don't care. Grow up, eat the hot dog. It's not going to kill you. What do you want me to do? Oh, actually, I'm eating the vegan hot dogs. Blech. Blech. Some animals died for this. I don't care if their bones are in here. Hot dogs are delicious. I do not care. I'll eat them. Think I give a damn? Look at me. Think I care? What else is going on, man? I had to help Dana's dad put on a new screen on his sliding screen door, naturally, this past weekend. We go over there. He bought the screen. He bought the window spleen. And I told him, look, I'll do it. If you buy the stuff, I'll do it, right? And so, because Dana's brother's dog, whom I'll get to in a second, ran through the door, put a big hole in it, right? Big gash in the door. And Dana's brother's dog also went to obedience school. They paid money to take the dog to obedience school. And then the dog failed obedience school. If I ever was dumb enough, first of all, to take my dog to obedience school, I would have a lot of questions for the people running the obedience school if my dog failed. I would be like, aren't you supposed to be teaching him obedience? Him failing is more of an indictment on you than it is on me, right? And then they would probably have some dumbass response because all these people that work with animals are so fucking corny. Like, they're always so weird. They're always so, like, I don't know. I can't explain it, but everybody that's like really into dogs, I'm just kind of like, hey. Like, I get it. I like dogs too, but whoa. You're getting kind of weird here. Like, imagine if I was that into like when somebody's that into like anime, you look at them funny, right? No disrespect, but you look at them funny. So why do we not do that with people that are into dogs? Like, we look at horse people really weird. Why do we not do that with dog people? We should just kind of make them feel bad. We should bring back shame, is what I'm trying to say. Let people enjoy things, of course, but also bring back shame. So the dog runs through the door. I'm like, oh, if you buy the screen, I'll fix it. Like, it needs a new screen anyways. And he's like, yeah, sure. So I go over there, can't get the goddamn door off because the wheel is jammed. And her parents don't just have like WD-40, the greatest product of all time. They don't have it. So I'm like, they're like, I'm like taking a hammer with a screwdriver, like trying to bang this wheel. I get it off, no big deal. I'm dripping sweat, kind of disgusting actually. And I get it inside. I'm like, I'll be back in 20 minutes. So I lay it out. I have this screen. I take the screen out, the old screen out. I lay it out. I put the screen over the door. I get the spleen ready. I have my little roller, get the spleen. It's 0.190 spleen. I'm looking at it. It looks pretty thick. And I'm like, well, this might get a little hairy here. But I told him I'd be back in 20 minutes. So I'm like, I'll be back in 20 minutes. So fast forward. I'm halfway down the door, one side. And I'm just like poking at it. I couldn't get my roller in there because the spleen is too thick. I'm just like making a fucking mockery of this. And it's going horrible. And Dana comes inside. I'm sweating because her parents are older. So they keep the house at like 76 degrees. It's humid. I'm dying. And I'm like, look, I haven't gotten anywhere. And Dana's like, oh, no, you're getting somewhere. She's being supportive. She's like, want me to try? And I let her try, and she can't get any further. And I'm like, I think we need smaller spleen. And I look at the spleen. Who gives a fuck? Somebody was screaming at that. I just know someone's screaming at their phone. It's spline. Stop saying spleen. It's spline. I remember I got an email one time about saying anyways. Somebody emailed me and was like, actually, it's anyway. Grow the fuck up. So I'm like, we got to go to the store. And her brother was paying anyway. So I'm like, well, it's on him. So, I mean, whatever. We got to go to the store and get some smaller spline. And I go and get it. It literally says on the package for the screen, it says 0.14 recommended. So we were using 0.5 bigger than we needed. What do these numbers mean? I don't know. I just know that it's smaller, the smaller the number, right? It's not, it doesn't take fucking rocket science. And I put it in, and it doesn't look perfect. You wouldn't notice unless you were, like, critiquing me. But that's what you get when you hire me to do a job like that. When you hire me to do a handyman job, you're getting a C to C plus job. You're not getting an A plus, you know, rock, knock them out, drag them out type of job. You're getting just a normal ass job. It's not going to look perfect, but it's going to get done. That's all you need to know about that. It's not half ass. It's full ass. I'm full ass into that shit. And it's going to get done. And now that door is up and it looks awesome. Got it back in. No big deal. Took their white lithium grease because they're not WD-40 people, but they have 3-in-1 oil. And I had to break it to them that the company that makes 3-in-1 oil also makes WD-40. WD-40 is a brand, not a product. I think a lot of people need to know that. It's just me huffing, you know, hucking the product for them. Free ads, you know. That's what we do on this podcast is free ads. Some podcasts say no free ads. This podcast says yes free ads. Why? Because we can't. What are my other options? Just never name drop a thing and we're just going to run around in circles? Obedience school for a dog. I would never take a dog. The one thing my dad was really good at, because he worked on a farm. All right. He worked with horses and animals and shit. And one thing my dad was really good at was training dogs. If the dog peed, put the dog's nose in it. If the dog chewed through something, you smack the dog on the behind. All right, you give it a firm smack. You give it a firm talking to. You make it cower. You make it respect you. The thing is with people nowadays, their dogs don't respect them. That's the real problem in this world. There's definitely been a switch where, like, dogs used to have a purpose. Like, they were a dog. And now it feels like dogs run the house. Dogs need to respect the people. That's just a part of life, okay? I'm not trying to be some overly macho guy. I'm just telling you, it's easier when the dog respects you. And they live a perfectly fine life. And they have all these rules about, like, well, you can't use this on your dog. Oh, and they're, like, looking up the plants your dog will eat in the backyard and it might be poisonous. Who cares? My parents never did that with a dog. There was definitely poisonous plants out there. You know what they did? Ate it, throw it up. Eh. Lived for 15 years. Lived a good life. If it's not hungry because it's not eating the food, it doesn't like the food anymore. It's going to eat the food. That's the food it gets because it's a dog. Fact or fiction? I did get an email talking about, like, do you have any more stories about your dad? I like that bathroom cleaning story. You got any more funny stories about your dad? Yeah, my dad was a character. My dad, the one thing about my dad was he hated, it felt like he had a personal vendetta against doors. My dad seemed to hate doors. And what I mean by that is when he would leave for work in the morning, he would leave around 5:15, 5:30, in between then every day. Man, a creature of habit. And I would be asleep in the farthest room possible from the garage door, the door that leads into the garage. And my dad would take that door, and when he would leave, he would slam that door. He wonders why the sliding glass door is, like, broken a little bit, like where the lock hinge goes. Because he slams that fucker. He lets that door know whose house it is. That door doesn't have any, like, the front door. God forbid, the front door, I can't believe it hasn't come off the hinges. Because he would just, boom, like, it would shake the house. And one time I remember asking him, like, hey, like, what's up with, like, why do you, I'm like, why do you do that? He's like, this is my fucking house. And I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking. Yeah, I mean, fact. Fact or fiction? That's a fact. It was his house. So with that being said, I think that's the podcast for this week. You guys got any big July 4th plans? I don't like July 4th being on Tuesday. I think the best day for July 4th would be Thursday. Right? You get Friday off, probably. You know, you get the whole weekend to recover. You guys do fireworks still? I'm not a big fireworks guy. I just, oh, pretty lights. I'm over it, you know?
Oh, Ryan, why don't you just lighten up? All right. Well, enjoy your week. Happy 4th of July. Thank you. Subscribe. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
When this train